from 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 to 100 pounds, they call them shorts, you see. Mm-hmm. Then after they pass that, they get to be hauled.
Mm-hmm. What if they're male? They're a...
Huh?
If they're male.
They're a boar.
Uh-huh. What if they've been marked?
Well, that's a bar.
Uh-huh. Does it make any difference if you mark him when he's little or when he's older?
Yeah, makes a difference. It don't hurt him near as bad.
Uh-huh. But either way, you just call him a bar?
That's right. Either way, he's called a bar.
And the female's called a...
Gilt, because she has pig, and then she's called a sow.
Uh-huh. And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back.
What?
The stiff hairs that a hog has on...
Well, that's his bristles, they call it. I see him say, well, that hog got his bristles up. He's mad.
What about the teeth that...
That's tushies.
Uh-huh. And the things you put the food in for the hog... That'd be a
trough.
Uh-huh. If you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four.
Troughs, you mean, or hogs? if you had three or four, you'd have to have a bunch of hogs, because if didn't, they'd all fight in this first one anyway.
what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
You call him wild hog. We had them over here in this army camp after it. After the army was here and they left and then quit using it, but then there got to be a few wild hogs where people had left them and they just went wild, see.
Mm-hmm. What about there's one kind of hog that it's kind of skinny and it's kind of long-legged and skinny, got a long snout.
Well, now that's a stunning one. Uh-huh. One that hadn't been properly fed.
Or a
razorback, they call them. And he ain't never been properly fed, that's the matter with him.
Say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go feed the...
Yeah, had to go feed the stock.
Okay. What if you were talking about chickens and turkeys and geese and so forth? You'd say you had to feed the...
Flock, I had to feed the flock then.
Okay. And if it was time to feed the animals and do your work, you'd say that it was...
Yeah. Time to do the work. Go feed.
Do you call that feeding time or chore time?
Feeding time or chore time. Either one of you want to call it. Most, if somebody was, if you was telling somebody you're going to do it, you say, well, it's chore time. I'm going to feed. You got feeding time or chore time. Mm-hmm. Have a certain time to do it in. Do it. I know we used to have to do that every evening and every morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing you done. You got up, you fed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then you eat. That's the way we done it. Because she got breakfast while you went and done all that, you see. Mm-hmm. She was getting breakfast, and when breakfast was ready, then when you eat, then you was ready. They was through eating, and your team was ready to go to work. Mm-hmm. Go catch them out, harness them up, and go to work.
When you're eating, going back to the hog meat, what inside parts of the hog do you eat?
Mm-hmm.
What inside parts of a hog do people eat?
Well, now I don't know what people eat. They make chitlins out of them intestines, a lot of them do, and they eat them things. And they eat the liver. But we never did do that.
Who eats chitlins?
Well, a lot of people eat them things. Yeah, a lot of colored people. A lot of white people eat them now.
Yeah.
They do.
Used to, though, mainly just the colored people eat them?
Mm-hmm. Not always. They always were some people that taking them things and clean them up and made chitlins out of and eat them. Now, there was a lot of well-off people that did that because they liked them, see.
Mm-hmm.
But to us, that was throwaway stuff. We didn't go for that.
The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, a calf.
The noise?
Uh-huh.
He blates.
What about a cow?
She moves.
Uh-huh. And a horse?
He nickers. And a mule brays.
Uh-huh. How would you call cows to get them out of the pasture?
Well, now, there's different ways. People have got different ideas of calling them. Some of them just holler. Just, whoo! Just like that, see?
Uh-huh.
And some of them say, whoo! They got different ways. And nowadays in time, they don't use nothing but a car horn.
What did you use?
Well, nowadays I use my car horn if I have one.
What do you use?
But back there then, we called them just like them, you know, woo, like that. And they'd come too in the wintertime. Now in the summertime, they didn't want to come because they already had a full stomach. But in the wintertime, you're having trouble. That old cow with that bell on, when you hollered, I was in, jerk that head up and stand there, stop that bell from dingling just real quiet, see if he heard. And when he hear that thing call, mmm, she answered. Boy, she'd take off to the house, and every one of them follow her.
Why would you call a calf?
It's okay, it's okay, that's what they call them.